päästä oikeaan disco-fiilingiin.
Hi all and welcome to the third instructional video on the comprehensive bank data set. In this video I briefly demonstrate how to use this data set for analysis. As an example, I have a simple ad hoc research idea where I explain bank profitability using several explaining variables. This is not how research should be done, because academic research should be a part of the literature. The more your study is linked with the existing literature, the better it is. Hence, the study should be motivated by previous studies and results. It is especially good if you are able to find a gap in the literature. Instead of going directly to regressions, statistical analysis should always begin from descriptive statistics. Thus, I first use Stata for printing the descriptive statistics. Even if you do not interpret the descriptive statistics, it is important to closely examine them, because data may contain reporting errors and outliers that bias results. In this case, everything looks all right. The time series dimension of profitability shows, on average, a visibly cyclical pattern. This is as can be expected. Banks are profitable in the eve of the financial crisis. However, profitability quickly deteriorates during the financial crisis and the Eurozone crisis. It recovers after the Eurozone crisis. However, note that the sample period does not yet include the Corona crisis. Therefore, bank profitability remains quite high at the end of the sample period. Next, bank profitability is explained by GDP growth and a set of control variables. Since the dataset is a panel dataset, I use a fixed effects regression. This means that the regression model accounts for the individual differences between the banks. In other words, the regression model includes fixed bank effects. Whenever panel data is used, fixed effects should be included because they substantially reduce the bias caused by omitted variables. Stata's command for panel regressions is xtreg. After this command, type the dependent variable. Here, the dependent variable is bank profitability. I examine the role of GDP growth in bank profitability. The expectation is that banks are profitable when the economy booms. Similarly, banks make losses when the economy declines. Combined together, bank profitability should be cyclical and thereby positively related to GDP growth. The dependent variable is followed by the set of independent variables. First, GDP growth is the variable of main interest. The order of independent variables does not affect the results, but I include the GDP growth first for clarity. Bank-specific control variables include net loan-to-asset ratio, deposit-to-asset ratio, equity-to-asset ratio, and cash-to-asset ratio. Cash-to-asset ratio is a proxy variable for a bank's liquidity profile. As for the equity ratio, it is a measure for the risk profile. In addition, the log of total assets is a measure for bank size. I also include a full set of year dummies. They control for the general trend in profitability affecting all the banks in the sample. All the variables are either growth variables or ratios, with the exception that the log of total assets measures bank size. This is as it should be. Regressions should never include absolute values. Fixed effects are applied by using the option FE, FE for fixed effects. If you forget to use this option, you get random effects instead of fixed effects. I also use standard errors that are robust for heteroscedasticity. It is very recommendable to use this in every regression. Running the regression shows that bank profitability is significantly affected by the GDP growth. This can be seen from the p-value that is lower than 0.05. If the p-value is lower than 0.05, the result is statistically significant at the 5% level of significance. In such a case, we would take a 5% risk of rejecting a true null hypothesis. The null hypothesis is that the coefficient is zero. If the coefficient is statistically significant, it is not zero. Therefore, the GDP growth significantly positively affects bank profitability. In addition to the 5% level of significance, the 10% level of significance is commonly used. In that case, the p-value has to be lower than 0.1 for the coefficient to be statistically significant. Also, the coefficients for the equity ratio and cash to asset ratio are statistically significant. Note that the bank-specific variables are clearly affected by reverse causality, which means that not only the independent variable affects the dependent variable, but also the dependent variable affects the independent variable. This biases the coefficients by causing endogeneity. I could reduce this bias by lagging the bank-specific variables by one period. However, I skip this in this case. The important thing that I want to demonstrate is that always use ratios, growth variables, and logs as variables in your regressions. This is because they greatly reduce heteroscedasticity and autocorrelation in your regression models.